Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Woo! Was it the greatest Super Bowl ever? Well, it was trending that way, but, you know, we had that call at the end. Welcome to the show, everybody. Recapping the Super Bowl, not talking fantasy right now. We'll do that on Monday. Adam Azer, we're all here. Heath Cummings is here. Jamie Eisenberg is here. Dave Richard is here. Congratulations, Heath. 38-35, a classic game. Chiefs win Super Bowl 57.
I think the best two teams in the NFL played, and the best team won, and the second best team finished second.
Maybe, but you know, it was terrific. I think we have to start with it. What did you guys think of the call? Was it the right? I think, was it a good call? Is a different question. Was it the right call?
What call?
No.
What call? Whose phone is ringing? Turn off your phone. All right,
whose phone is ringing? Who do you think?
I don't know.
Whose phone goes off every single show we do?
Not mine.
He's getting texts about properties in New Jersey again.
Yeah, we'll give Heath an excuse. Jamie says, no, it was not the right call. Dave, what do you say?
It was a terrible call. Come on.
I think he held him. I don't know if you call it in the moment, but...
That was the script. The script called for it.
Yeah, I thought Miles Sanders fumbled and it should have been a Chiefs touchdown, but, you know, I guess it was incomplete.
That was
incomplete. Look, my thing is, like, when one of the rules experts on the broadcasts definitively says... It was incomplete. I'm not going to argue with him. You know, it was incomplete.
They wouldn't know.
I thought the rules expert said that it was definitely a hold. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe.
The timing of it is terrible. The fact that it was such a crucial. I told my wife as that play was going. As the
that
clock
was a bad
down,
job by him. He should not have committed a penalty in a crucial situation. Like
yeah.
That.
Oh, man. All right, I'll go another. I don't know if Dave, you gave your opinion. I'm saying it was the call should not have been made. It was not.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate that the greatest team in the history of the NFL was robbed of the Super Bowl because
I didn't say that.
A penalty like that.
I think NFL fans were robbed of the finish that we all deserved.
Yes. Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Well, as soon as Kansas City got the ball back with 5 minutes to play, I told everybody who could hear me, this game's over.
And then
I tweeted, here comes a slow, methodical drive. Here comes a slow, methodical drive that's going to end, you know, with a field goal. Andy Reid doing what he does best. And then the flag didn't help at the end. It was a boring finish.
Yeah. What'd you think about
it? It was a boring finish?
It was a boring finish compared to the rest of the game.
No, I agree with that. It was a boring, the finish of the game was anticlimactic.
Right. Chiefs fans would disagree. It was a very exciting finish for Heath.
I'm just thankful for Kadarius Toney.
Great game for him. Hey, what did you think of...
Heath, you like this.
Wait, can I ask a question, please? What did you think of 4th-and-3 with 10:33 to play? They're at their own 32-yard line, and the Chiefs just went up 28-27. And the Eagles punted. That was right before the Tony punt return, which was the longest in Super Bowl history. I know it would have been a little wacky at your own 32-yard line on 4th-and-3, but I thought they might go for it there. What did you guys think of that decision to punt?
No, they needed to punt. That's even Brandon Staley would punt there.
I tweeted, please punt.
I saw, right? Right?
Yes, please don't go for it. I guess it was definitely a better call than Andy Reid choosing to kick the field goal in the first half.
There you go.
Like, he's on the right track, Sirianni is.
Yeah. JB, what'd you think?
No, they had a punter. Absolutely. You can't. I mean, you know, it. Obviously the momentum had shifted in the second half with how the Chiefs offense was playing and time of possession, all those things, and how you know, the two halves of the game. But, I mean, you got to have some faith in your defense, even though they couldn't get any pressure on the quarterback. You know, so, of course you punt. If you give them the ball there and they score, the game is essentially over.
Heath, any final thoughts before you pass out?
Why would I pass out?
You look exhausted. You look wiped.
It's been a long. I coached 4 travel basketball games today before the Super Bowl, so it has been a long day.
But, did you win?
No, we did not. It was a good long day, but no, I thought it was a fantastic Super Bowl, one of the best I can remember.
Yeah, terrific. All right, you can hang around. You know, you said you were on a time limit here. Dave, Jamie, Dave, would you other thoughts from the game?
I wanted Mahomes to stay in the game. I'm really glad he didn't miss a snap as it was all said and done. When he hurt his ankle again, I didn't think so, but he went to the bench and he was putting his head on his coach's shoulder. Like, it looked like he thought he was done for the game. And no one wants that. Chad Henne's a nice guy. No one wants to see Chad Henne play in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Awesome victory for Kansas City. That absolutely builds Patrick Mahomes' case as being one of the greatest of all time. Same thing with Andy Reid. And how about Sky Moore making a play, catching a touchdown finally in his life, you know, getting wide open like that. I'll tell you, I thought Philadelphia's defense was a massive letdown, especially in the second half.
Yeah, what'd you think of the game, Jamie? Other football takeaways?
I mean, it was a great game. You know, give credit to Philly's offense in the first half, just dominating time of possession with their passing game. You know, it was funny because, like, I'm thinking, like, Jalen Hurts not letting anybody have a shot at the MVP. running and throwing, you know. I was glad Devontae Smith came back in the game, you know, after he got banged up. Yeah. You know, that was a little scary there. And how does he not score? My God.
No, wide open.
Poor guy. But, yeah, no, it was just an unbelievable football game, you know, to see the way that Andy Reid's play calling in the second half.
Amazing. Yeah.
Just, You see it. It's like, you know, you see certain play callers and a lot of things stand out. Obviously, we do this for a living, but to see just the way that he dissected that defense in the second half when they had the ball. I mean, who knows what would have happened the first half if they had more time with the football. But the second half, what they were able to do was just fantastic. And good to see Juju step up too.
It was good to see that. You mentioned the Smith play. I had a buddy who put $50 on a parlay of Jalen Hurts scoring a rushing touchdown, A.J. Brown catching a touchdown, Devontae Smith catching a touchdown, 20-1.
Oh, God.
And so he sees that catch. He thinks he's golden. And Devontae Smith goes out of bounds, and his life is in shambles.
I thought it was a big day for Pacheco. Like, I feel more.
It's been a huge postseason for Pacheco.
With him being the guy going into next year. And then Jamie mentioned Juju. There was a story leading up to this game about how he said he wanted to come back. And he was a little bit of the security blanket there when they tried to take Kelsey away. So,
yep.
Hopefully he gets some sort of deal with a couple of years guaranteed maybe and gets to come back and get to stay in the place he wants to for a while.
He actually ended up with a pretty decent payday this season.
Yeah.
Pretty decent salary takeaway. I think he got an extra $5 million, right, for winning the Super Bowl?
I think he ended up like $7.5-8 million. Yeah.
His total incentives, I think, got to $5 million.
Yeah.
And it was, what, a 1-year $8 million deal or something like that, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Ending up getting $13 million, if that's what it is, that's not bad for 1 year.
By the way, CBSSports.com had a cool list of the free agents or the soon-to-be free agents that were playing in the Super Bowl. 8 of the top 10 are Eagles. So you look at their team and you say, oh, they've got a pretty big window. They got Hurts and the receivers. But they've got some really great players that are pretty old. Like Jason,
they gotta pay Hurts this offseason.
They gotta pay Jalen Hurts because he doesn't have the fifth year option on his contract. Jason Kelsey might retire. Mm-hmm. They got
Samalo's a free agent.
Samalo's a free agent.
Sanders is a free agent.
Up there in age. Fletcher Cox is a free agent. I think Brandon Grant. Like, they've got some big time free agents. So it's gonna be a tough offseason for them. And I wonder if their best shot slipped away there. Yeah. I mean, honestly, like
they do have 2 first-round picks this year in the draft, though.
Like, yeah, they're obviously
they can
very
make
well
up
run.
Some space there.
But Bradbury's a free agent. You know, it was in. You know, I don't know. Just
wonder
just
who
a
the
thought.
Chiefs will play next year.
Oh man, you.
Yeah, they're pretty good too, man. This is a dynasty. So yeah, this is the beginning.
A lot of former Giants showing up in a big way this game.
I know. I feel bad for Bradbury. It's just like you just have to imagine a play like that happens so often. And I can't believe they called it. But
I was gonna feel bad for I'm blanking on his name. 91 for the Chiefs with the the encroachment penalty that led to the touchdown.
Oh, Clark.
In the first half.
Oh, no. Sorry. Frank Clark jumped off sides on a fourth down.
No, it was the fourth and two that his helmet was. Mm-hmm.
Naughty. Derek.
Naughty. Is that who it was?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I don't know what they may not be that much to say. I just wanted to get on the air and talk a little football with you guys. And Heath, congratulations. We have a show tomorrow morning. Or 11
well, I think, you know, just for our purposes, Heath nailed it. Or Dave, one of you guys, whoever said Pacheco, big postseason.
Yep.
I mean, it's that's fantasy wise. You're happy to see that if you have him in any sort of long term keeper or dynasty league. You know, he looks, you know, I know we talk about this a lot. Heath brings us up, you know, with James Robinson and those type of guys that. Late round picks and second day guys or third day guys and all those, you know, pitfalls that happen. But, you know, maybe for just 2023, could be a big season for him.
Or it could be a trap. We've seen that before too, where guys step up in the second half of the season, sort of kind of out of nowhere. And then we kind of go gaga for them. And then they end up falling way short.
You know, as long as you just don't overvalue him, that's the thing. You know,
so, okay. I know Adam didn't want to talk fantasy. What round on Pacheco?
Oh God, Heath just mic dropped. He said, "You know what's not a trap? The Chiefs," and then he left.
Let him go celebrate. Let him go celebrate.
You can give one fantasy takeaway. Go ahead.
Round five.
If they don't add somebody else, so they bring back Clyde and it's him and, you know, a McKinnon type, I think round five.
Yeah.
It's such a bad postseason for Miles Sanders. You know, the stats were a little deceiving in the first two games because Gainwell and Scott got so many garbage time touches, but in this game, Sanders was just a non-factor. Gainwell was getting carries over him, and goal line is obviously Jalen Hurts, so it's hard to trust an Eagles running back in this offense, whoever it is.
He needs to leave. He just go sign somewhere else. Like,
I agree.
That'll be the best thing for him. But I do think, though, the Giants game, what was it, 17 for 90 in that game?
I don't
know.
For
Sanders,
remember,
I think something like that. If you want me to look, I can look. But I think Gainwell had an even better game. We can kind of say that Gainwell's had a good postseason. Gainwell. He's had two good games in a row. Some of it's a little bit flawed because they were blowout wins.
Yeah.
But could he end up being the best back in Philadelphia next year? He doesn't profile as one, but maybe.
They feel like a second day, third day team that will draft a running back.
You know the Eagles are going to look at this game, and other than the call, they're going to be thinking about the fumble, obviously. They're going to be thinking about the punt return and just feeling like this was a winnable game for them. But how good is Jalen Hurts? He played incredible.
His arm was awesome.
Right? Well, he was amazing. The throw he made to Goddard on third down, this was one of the best, other than the fumble, unfortunately, this may have been the best game he ever played.
I think I counted, not including the last throw of the game, two bad throws from Jalen Hurts.
Amazing.
So I thought that was the thing that I was worried about at the beginning of the week. How good is his arm going to be? His two playoff games, he was terrible. His numbers were way off. Throwing the week 18 game, his numbers were terrible compared to what he did in the regular season. He looked pretty good to me. Played well almost all game long.
For sure.
And Dave, you didn't hear this because, you know, you didn't listen, but Tom Rinaldi said at the beginning of the game that Jalen Hurts admitted that he was playing at less than 100%. So I will ask you, Jamie, what did you think of the broadcast? Because it was two Super Bowl newcomers in Kevin Burkhardt.
Yeah, they were great. They were great. I mean, Greg Olson really stood out, you know, so I'm happy for him that Brady's given him another year to be the guy. And then I think it's going to be interesting to see what Fox decides to do. I'd love to know what Greg Olson's contract is because maybe he jumps ship and
another
network.
I thought it was great.
I should admit that we did have the sound on for the game. I was watching with my family and some friends were over and they did have the sound on and I thought Burkhardt was outstanding.
He's awesome.
And Greg Olson, I mean, he didn't broadcast when he was in college, but he was part of the Seventh Floor crew. Mahoney Pearson dropping some recordings.
He does not like that being
something about
on.
An additional leg.
Stop. And then finally, what'd you guys think of the halftime show?
I enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy the time it took between the end of the half and then up until the show. It seemed like it took forever, but the show itself I liked.
Yeah, I agree.
I didn't think it was... I never liked the halftime show.
You never do.
I just
you didn't
thought
like
it was
last
just
year
like
either.
A bunch
last
of songs.
Awesome.
It was a bunch of songs. It just, there was nothing... I thought the performance was a little dry. It was like the music was good. You know, she's got some really good songs.
She appeared to be pregnant.
Well, it wasn't.
So maybe she couldn't like dance around.
Not from her necessarily. I don't know. I just...
She was on
like
the stage like 30 feet in the air, man.
The presentation is awesome. Like the set designs were crazy.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's Super Bowl 57 in a nutshell, and a very happy Heath Cummings, and we hope to hear from him tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to do a little bit of a season wrap-up now, kind of talk about some trends that we saw in 2022, like quarterback, for example, being pretty damn shallow, and will that continue in 2023? So thank you for joining us for this late-night podcast. I'm wiped. Had a lot of fun, though. Amazing game, and congratulations to both teams for having tremendous seasons. The Chiefs are Super Bowl champions, and we'll talk to you on Monday on Fantasy Football Today.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.